All right, I'm here with Chuck Vazganian.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be here.
Chuck runs the Rockman Record Club. He's got a really cool show coming at the Linda on January 31st with The Doors.
The Doors, first album, yeah.
Let's remind folks, what is the Rockman Record Club? What are you doing?
Well, we do a two-hour show that's about an album that I love. That's my only barometer for what albums we do, is it has to be an album that I love. I take the album and I give the history, do a little bit of what the liner notes, who plays what on the album, and this and that, the history of the band, maybe in something like this with The Doors, where it's their first album, how they met and how the band formed. And then we get into the album itself. I do song by song and I talk about each song, where it was recorded. Sometimes there's different backup players. So I get into that kind of thing. A little bit about lyrics, but I pretty much stay away from that. And then we play the first side. Then we do a trivia contest. We talk about the sales. We talk about the album cover, which is always really super interesting. And then we play the second side. And then I wrap it up.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So as we mentioned, the next one you have at the Linda is on the 31st. But
yes.
you also have a second edition of the show, Blood on the Tracks, at Cafe Linda the night before, right?
Exactly. And Blood on the Tracks, we're doing Blood on the Tracks. The first show sold out at Cafe Linda in Saratoga Springs. We're able to book a second show on the 30th. So we're doing the 30th. We're doing Blood on Tracks, and tickets are available for that at cafelina.org.
That's great. And we can go to the linda.org for The Doors.
Absolutely. Linda.org for The Doors. Yep.
Now, The Doors is January 31st. We're going to talk about The Doors now.
Yes.
Let's say, how did those guys meet?
Krieger and Densmore knew each other already. They had been playing in a band together. And they met Manzarek and Morrison. Most bands form around music, their love of music. And they get to know each other around music and what they play and things that they like. And then they get into drugs. The Doors got into drugs, and then they discovered that they all liked music, and they started playing music together. And these guys were all jazz guys. Densmore actually was a marching band guy. He played in the college marching band. And Manzarek was a jazz guy, and Krieger was a jazz guy as well. More flamenco guitar was his style of guitar playing. You know, these guys come from different walks of music, and really interesting. Manzarek and Morrison had gone to college together at UCLA Film School. They saw each other on the beach, and Manzarek says, "What are you doing now? You look great." He says, "Well, I'm not eating. I'm doing a lot of LSD." Manzarek said, "Sounds cool." And Morrison goes, "And I'm writing songs." And Manzarek says, "Like what?" And Morrison sings him the words for Break On Through. And at that point, they decide to start a band together.
Tell me a little bit about the instrumentation that the Doors had. Very, very unique instrumentation for a rock band.
Yeah.
Not only that they were jazz musicians, but,
yeah,
but the instrumentation, the sound is different.
Especially in the world today where everything has not only bass, but it has so much bass that you actually can't believe it. The Doors didn't have a bass player. The bass player was what they always jokingly referred to as Lefty, which is Ray Manzarek's left hand playing on a Fender keyboard bass. It was literally on the left side, top of his Vox organ, and he would play the Vox with his right hand and play the bass part with his left. And because of the jazz idea, Manzarek is doing a lot of things, filling in with Krieger and playing around with second line melodies, and they're working together back and forth and building these songs. And the songs are layered very, very well in a harmonic way. But the bass part, because it's his left hand and because it's sort of hard for him to think split brain, right hand, left hand, he gets into just a very basic pattern that he continues to play over and over and over again. And Break On Through the Other Side is a great example of that.
Well, why don't we listen to Break On Through?
Perfect.
We want you to think about going to the Rockman Record Club on the 31st at the Linda.
Want you thinking about it. We want you to come.
That's right.
Go online, buy your tickets at thelinda.org. It's so easy.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on to the other side. Break on to the other side. Break on to the other side, yeah.
Break On Through, The Doors, from the first record, 1967. Now, they had been together for, what, a couple of years at that point?
About a year and a half, yeah. And they've been playing at the Whiskey. They were a very in-demand bar band. When they got their recording contract, they had just gotten tossed out of the Whiskey and told never to come back there again because they had played The End. And Morrison, if you're a Doors fan, you know what The End has going on in it. It's a rather Oedipal. The bar owner said, no,
uh-uh,
get out and don't come back. So they had just lost their gig.
They had actually been released from Columbia Records. They had a deal with them and then they got let go.
Yeah, they got let go because they just couldn't get any traction. But what Columbia gave them was Columbia had just bought the Vox Corporation, and they had a warehouse full of equipment, and they told the Doors to go up and pick out whatever they wanted, which is how they ended up with Vox amplifiers, a Vox PA, and famously the Vox keyboard, which gives the Doors their iconic sound in the keyboard, Manzarek's keyboard. The only one that refused to use a Vox amplifier was Krieger. He wanted a Fender. And, you know, of course, today we'd say, well, just take the free thing and put it up on eBay. But, of course, that doesn't exist.
That's right.
In 1967.
Right. So back then, these guys, jazz guys, getting together, making music a little bit differently, especially without the bass in a rock band.
Yes.
But also very differently when it came to the lyrics and the words.
Yeah, the lyrics were, this is right at the beginning, and maybe even slightly before the beginning of what we would consider the psychedelic era in music. And that brief, it was brief, I mean, it sort of exists still, but there was that brief psychedelic era in music where Rubber Soul had come out and Revolver, maybe Revolver even more than Rubber Soul, but Rubber Soul was the first album that really sort of advanced that in a major way, that idea. And Hendrix was out then, and there was the psychedelic idea and all this stuff going on. The lyrics were out there, and they often, things didn't represent the words that they were singing. They were singing about a lot of different things, and it was very psychedelic and new and really much mirroring the idea of what the acid trip was like lyrically. One of the things that I find very interesting about the way that they played was that Densmore, he was the drummer, and he didn't follow the bass line. They didn't have a bass player. So to follow the bass line is just this repetitive thing going on and on and on that would make his drum part rather boring. And he didn't follow the keyboards, and he didn't follow the guitar. He followed Morrison. And you listen to a Doors song, you can hear him slapping on the snare drum, advancing where Morrison's going, or echoing what Morrison's just done. And he does it all the time. And they're so locked in together. Again, gives another layer of flexibility and sort of the psychedelic idea of lyrics being very rhythmic and part of the rhythm while it's still floating above the top. Because when they would record, everything was live. They would record live in the studio, and Morrison would dance around the studio playing the tambourine or just clapping his hands or just doing these weird dances in the studio. They talk about this a lot, just encouraging them to get more out there and more out there and more out there. And when he would sing, the lyrics and what he, the imagery that he put on Crystal Ships is just a great example of that kind of visual imagery in the music and in the songs. He was very well read, very, very well read, and knew a lot of the classic literature. His father was a Navy admiral, and actually one of the stories that I tell is about his involvement in the Vietnam War, the Gulf of Tonkin he was involved in. His father didn't understand him at all, didn't have a clue.
Do any of our fathers?
Well, sometimes our fathers have a little bit more of a clue, but I think an admiral and Jim Morrison, the lead singer from the Doors,
total
probably
opposites.
Had a bigger disconnect than most of us.
That's right. So I'm in the studio with Chuck Visconian. He's the guy who is the Rockman Record Club, and he's got a show happening on January 31st at the Linda, thelinda.org for tickets and more details. The Doors. That's what you're going to be talking
first
about
album,
playing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fun show. You know, I say that a lot, and I always have to give a little bit of a disclaimer because it sounds like I'm saying that I put on a fun show. It's a fun show because the audience wants to hear about the album. They want to listen to the songs, and we have a great time together. It's a lot of fun.
And they're very engaged, too. They ask awesome. A lot of questions, right?
Yeah, they ask a lot of questions. Everybody comes with a story about how they saw a band or when they first heard the songs, and we really try to listen to the album together for the first time, which is part of the fun for me.
Chuck Visconian's here, the Rockman Record Club. Let's tell folks where you are online, because you have your website and Facebook and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, we're at rockmon.com, rockmon.com, and you can find us there.
Chuck will have a whole bunch more about the Doors at the show.
Absolutely.
So you want to go see this show, it'll be great. We're going to finish up here with Light My Fire.
Yeah. This is such a great song, and from beginning to end, a great song. And this is written by Krieger. Morrison was writing all the songs, and he just said to Krieger, well, you write a song. Krieger thought he would write a song about the elements. So he came up with fire as one of the elements that he would write about. He says in a couple of the interviews that I've read and some things that I've seen him say that he put every chord he knew into the song. So he knows a lot of chords.
Yeah. That's great stuff.
Yeah, great stuff.
Chuck Visconian, the Rockman Record Club, The Doors, happening at the Linda, January 31st, yes. 6:30 Doors, 7:30 show. TheLinda.org for details. Chuck,
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. It was really a pleasure. Thank you very much.
China set the night on fire. China set the night on fire.